Well, before we begin this morning, in our text, I have to do what I said I would do. I have to give you an update on the teen challenge. Some of you are already back there laughing because you already know what's happening. You know, I really found out how this church feels about me. I don't know how I feel about that, but it's all right. If you remember a few months back, the teens were collecting change. And they were competing with other local congregations to raise money for Hope Harbor. And this money was going to go to programs for abused and neglected children. Well, last year was the first year they did this challenge. Blue Star won. And between four or five congregations, they collected $1,100. So quite a lot last year. This year, there was 5 to 6 groups that competed, and $1,700 was raised for abused and neglected children. I had made a little bribe with the teens towards the end, and I said, you know what? We're so close to a number that I want to hit that I'm going to tell you something. If we make that number, whether we win or lose, you get to pie me. And that number was $1,000. That's what I wanted them to reach. I wanted them to reach $1,000. And I'm proud to say we raised 78 cents over $1,000. So out of the $1,700, we raised $1,078. But here's what I wasn't expecting. You know, when I'm thinking about being pied, I'm thinking chocolate pie, I'm thinking whipped cream. I'm thinking maybe a pudding pie. I don't know. Those are the things I'm thinking of. It wasn't that last Sunday. Here. This is me getting prepped and ready to go. It consisted of ketchup, mustard, chocolate syrup, strawberry syrup, Rice Krispies, and oats. I took 3 showers, finally got clean. My shirt that I have on did not survive the casualty. It ended in the trash can. So that was the beginning, and there's the end. You can't even tell who I am. So I took it like a champ, I think. They gave us this cool little frame that we get to keep for a year. Their plan is they're going to pass it on every year. And the first is Blue Star, and then they have Crosstown. And here's what it says. Every year, thousands of children are abused and neglected. Where God's people? Where are God's people while all this is happening? We're right here. Teen Challenge. We will make a difference today, tomorrow, and forever. So we get to keep this for a year. We'll hang it somewhere in the youth room, probably. But all joking aside, you know what? I would do that again. When it comes to stuff like that, raising money for a cause that I think seriously needs it, I'll get ketchup, barbecue sauce, whatever, 1,000 times. And I'm proud of our teens and what they accomplished. $1,000 is a big goal, a big goal. But just to know that they were able to raise more money than last year because of that, to me, made it worth it. And being true to my word, the summer interns are going to be here, and they're going to plan another pieing. I'm hoping it's chocolate pie. I'm hoping it's whipped cream. But maybe they'll do that on a Wednesday night after service so all of you can enjoy that too. I'd like to give our teens and those who contributed money a round of applause. And now we're going to get that picture off there because that's just bad. I've entitled my lesson this morning, Never Graduate. That may appear to be a little odd. It's graduation Sunday, right? But I've entitled it, Never Graduate. I can just see it. The seniors are thinking, man, I wish he would have told me that like 12 years ago. And parents are saying, stop now, don't talk anymore. You know, we live in a world that is focused on graduating. That's what we live for. Success and achievement is measured by graduation. Not just from high school, but from events and experiences and relationships. We are very focused on the goal line, the end result, where it is we're going to be in the end. And we press through these events in life to get to the completion of whatever task is before us. We live to graduate. Graduates, you will be tempted. Listen to this. You will be tempted to find your life achievement or completion of certain events because that is what we as adults have taught you to do. We have taught you to graduate. Graduating from high school, from college, from other life events. Maybe it's the Air Force, like Harrison. We live for graduation. And I think what happens when we're living for that graduation, when we're living for that end result, we sometimes are so focused on the end that we fail to recognize the gift that we're given each day, that God has given us. If you will, I'd like you to turn to your text in Luke chapter 5 as we read this. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled the boat so full they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished as the catch of the fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, Simon's parents. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. I want to take a moment and I want us to look at the disciples here, especially Peter. Peter is the one I want to focus on. You know, Peter and the other fishermen, they think they had it together. They believe there is nothing new under the sun for them to learn. They felt like they had it all. They had it all under control. And in walks in Jesus, who is here to prove otherwise. You know, there's tons of times in our lives where we think we know it all. We think we have it. And boop, he comes in, he proves us wrong. Right? He does it all the time. And in walks Jesus, the one who's there to prove otherwise. Peter and the fishermen have been fishing for years. This is their livelihood. They could repair nets in their sleep. They probably had local fishermen contests. I can just envision with me. Some Saturday, everyone would gather down by the shore for a big fish fry. And mid-afternoon, they'd call all the fishermen to gather on the shore for a net repairing competition. Yes, a fish net repairing competition. There would be Peter and the others blindfolded and poised for the event to begin. Someone would give the go, and they'd begin. They were fishermen. If there was one thing they knew how to do, it was to fish. That was their livelihood. And when I read this passage, I envision a humorous scene here. Whether you believe it or not, Jesus has a sense of humor. We see it all the time. You know, Jesus had a sense of humor and experienced a pure, loving enjoyment being with humanity. And I always imagine in this scene, Jesus getting in the boat with Peter and beginning to talk to him. And then I can see a sly grin coming across his face like he's up to no good. And then he begins to rock back and forth, maybe like this, in the boat. Then I can see Peter looking at him from across the boat. And perhaps Peter meets Jesus' gaze and he half-heartedly laughs and replies, "Funny, Jesus. Okay, you can stop now. You can stop rocking the boat." And of course, Jesus is up to no good. And instead, he leans a little more to the right and the left. Upsetting Peter's sense of comfort, Jesus says, "Really? That's enough. You're going to flip the boat." Jesus smiles back and rocks the boat a little bit more and says, "That's okay. If I flip the boat, I can walk on water." Now, obviously, this account was left out of the gospel recordings, but I can still see it in my mind. That's the way I envision it. And here you have Peter in a tough spot. You know, at one point, he's sitting comfortably, and he's balanced in place. And before you know it, Jesus begins to rock the boat back and forth. Graduates, you were sitting comfortably in one place. You had a routine of school, of friends, of whatever. And now it's time for you to graduate. And God's rocking the boat a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. And you have to decide whether that's college, whether that's going to the workforce, whether whatever that is, God is rocking your boat a little bit. You're not liking it. All honesty, graduation's a happy day and you should enjoy it. But I know, being in your shoes, I remember that feeling of the uneasiness, of the uncomfortable. You know what I'm talking about, right? We know ourselves. We think we're pros at our lives. We've got the world figured out. But God's saying, "No, I'm going to rock your boat a little bit because your vision's not clear." This passage in Luke is when Christ is first calling the disciples, disciples. That word means to be a student of a learner. Jesus is calling them to be a student of himself, a lifelong learner of God. Jesus did not call these men up because they had graduated from Christian faith. It was not for their Christian knowledge or their Bible degrees or the perfect way in which they lived out their faith. Christ saw a willingness in them to learn, vulnerability, a spirit that was teachable. That is what he saw. You know why it is impossible to graduate? Do you want to know why it is impossible for us to graduate from anything? Because we are in a relationship with a living God. That is why it's impossible. There is a natural ebb and flow, a dance between God and God's children. There is a response. And as people in an intimate relationship with the living God, we are to never be finished. We are to never graduate. We are always on a journey, and the journey is where the true learning and living exists. It begins there, and it ends there. So what are some ways to never graduate? If I'm telling you never to graduate, what does that look like? Well, the first is, we can never quit studying. Man, I remember when I graduated high school, I was like, "Woohoo! I'm done. No more books. No more studying." Same thing happened when I was in college. No more studying. But one of the central ways God uses to change us is study. The mind is renewed by applying it to those things that will transform it. That's the way we never graduate. We keep studying. You know, Romans chapter 2, verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test the approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Study books, scripture, life experiences. Graduates, don't quit studying. both successes and failures. Study them. Be a student of nature and people. You know, God reveals the truth to us in so many ways. Never quit studying. Often we are missing it, though, because we aren't open to being taught. Be a disciple. Be willing to learn. The other thing I want to share with you is that you have to learn to be a student of life and allow God to be your master teacher. Graduates, high school may be over, but the faith isn't. You know, I've heard more than one parent say that their teenager thinks he or she knows it all. I remember hearing that. I remember hearing my parents telling me, you think you know it all, but one day you're going to realize you don't. And I realized it. Probably not as soon as they wanted me to, but I realized it. You know, I wonder, and I'm talking not just to the graduates in here, but I'm talking to every single one of us. I wonder if God would make the same complaint of his children. Do we think we know it all? Do we refuse to have teachable spirits? With God, the true learning and knowledge comes in the journey, not the arrival of the destination. He wants us to always be learning. With God, it's not about graduating. It's about learning, about always being teachable. Jesus, or just as we as individuals should never graduate, the church should never graduate either. The church is a living relationship with God as well. Peter has graduated. At least he thinks he has in this story. He thinks he's graduated. He believes he has the answers. But God has more to teach him. Peter's loyalty was to the law. God challenges what Peter thinks he understands. And it isn't like God is springing something that is entirely new or out of character. Jesus had already told his disciples that they were to share the gospel with all the nations. But Peter and others had not comprehended this. They had not taken a hold of the truth. We must not make our preferences God's precepts. What is in the blanket that is God is holding for you? What does that look like? What does he want for your life? You know, some of you may regard this invitation that we're about ready to have as a time, as an opportunity for those who have unfinished business with God. Those who have never graduated. Precisely. You're right. You know, the altar is for all of us, though. And Jesus wants to get into your boat. Christ wants to be invited to come into our boats and teach us new things. But there needs to be an openness, a vulnerability, a faith that believes that God will never harm you. You know, I guarantee you this, he will never throw you into the deep end unless he knows you can stay afloat. Plain and simple. He's always going to be there for us. He's always going to be there to hold our hand. Yesterday, we were in Joplin, and my sister was graduating, and we had this party, and there was one of her friends came over, and there was a little girl. She was probably 2 years old. She's walking around the house, just looking at things. And it was really cool to watch. I mean, have you ever been around a small child that they are exposed to something new that they've never seen before and they can't understand? There is an immediate curiosity. And that's what I was seeing in this little girl yesterday. You can almost see the wheels inside their head spinning when they're looking at something they don't know, they've never seen before. They have a hunger to learn. Are you still awed by God? Are the wheels still turning? Are you still curious to know more about our Creator? If not, it cannot be because God ceases to be amazing any longer. I see it every day. So if we do not stand in amazement at God or do not hunger for more experiences with God, it can only be originating in us. How wonderful a response would it be for our journey with God, if we said it's perfect and improving? How powerful and descriptive would this be if someone asked us how Christtown Church of Christ is doing in our journey with God, and we said, we haven't graduated, but we're perfect and improving. Because when you add the improving on there, that's ultimately saying we're not perfect. We need to keep learning. We need to keep moving forward. Seniors, church, if you haven't listened to anything that I've said, listen to this. Never graduate. Never graduate from your faith. Never graduate from the Bible. Never graduate from your church. Never graduate from the scriptures. Never graduate from your family. And never graduate from the one who gives us the life, the one who lived and paid the ultimate sacrifice, the one who leads us every day, Jesus Christ. That is what you need to remember, graduates. It's going to be a tough road. It's not going to be easy. But if you stay true to the faith and you remember the words, you can make it. If you've ever graduated from Him, maybe some of you in here said, I graduated from God a long time ago. I gave it up. Then I want to tell you what you need to do. You need to give the diploma back over to Him. You need to say, there's things better in life, and it's Him. It is time to roll back into the faith. Whatever is keeping you from turning back to God, I challenge you to surrender it over to Him. Maybe you need to surrender it over to Him by taking on the waters of baptism this morning. Maybe you just need the prayers of this church. You need love. You need support. Whatever it is, don't leave today without getting that. Don't leave today without surrendering your diploma if you've graduated from Him. If we can do anything for you, won't you come as we stand and we sing?
Father, take my life.